I just want to know one thing, white people, who's actually upset at Black Lives Matter. How are you still mad at OJ, and that was 20 years ago? How are you still mad at Michael Vick, and that was 10 years ago? How are you still mad at Tiger Woods, and that was 6 years ago, but you want us to forget about Alton Castle and Alton Sterling and Philando Castle? Yep. That's my question.
Spoiler alert, bitches.
Iceberg would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Garnet doesn't understand weakness.
Her weakness?
She doesn't... Weakness in general.
Oh.
If you watch Steven Universe, like, at least a good 60 episodes of it, any episode that involves Garnet, you'll kind of realize that Garnet does not understand weakness. Like, you could look, you can point out all the Crystal Gems. You can point out Steven's biggest weakness is the fact that he's still half human. And also the fact that he doesn't have full control of his powers yet because they're all based off emotions.
Well, he's a kid.
True. And they're based on emotions and maternal emotions that him being a boy, he might have if only he had a mom to nurture those feelings. But he doesn't, so he has to kind of figure these out on his own. Pearl's biggest weakness is the fact that she's physically weak. Amethyst's biggest weakness is her emotional state.
I agree. She's strong.
No, so she's strong, but I mean, she ain't that strong, but she's stronger than Pearl. Stronger than Pearl and Steven. But her biggest weakness is her emotional state, her mental state. Peridot's biggest weakness is the fact that she, if she doesn't have information, she's useless. That's the other thing too. Because before she got poofed, before she reformed, she used to have this thing called limb enhancers where she could use like her fingers and whatnot as like laser guns and electrical shocks. But then after she got poofed, they threw those away and she doesn't have those no more. So I was like, you look at Garnet and it's like, okay, well, what's Garnet's biggest weakness? Well, she from the outset, she doesn't look like she has a weakness. In reality, her biggest weakness is the fact that she doesn't understand weakness.
You are to leave the cluster to grow. It will tear apart the Earth, and I will take immense satisfaction in erasing that hideous rock off of our star maps. Is that clear?
I won't do it! I can tell you with certainty that there are things on this planet we're protecting!
What do you know about the Earth?
Apparently more than you! You clog!
If every pork chop were perfect,
we wouldn't have hot dogs!
When two gems combine, they create something greater than the sum of their parts. That's why I'm so great.
Yeah! Let's match it up! Bigger, better, better! That's right! I am a
squirrel! This is Paradise, the sun and earth have made me shock.
I'm Lapa Flabbery, and you can't keep me trapped here anymore!
No more questions. Don't ever question
me. What's happening to me? I'm supposed to be a crystal gem.
I never asked for it to be this way. I never asked to be made.
Everything I ever did, I did for her. Now she's gone. But I'm still here.
I am not!
Yes, you are!
No!
Why won't you just let me do this for you, Rose?
Like aliens, Steven. Aliens who invaded Earth. All they do is try to make up for it, but they just can't forgive themselves. Do you understand? Look, they were doing something awful to the planet, and your mother couldn't stand it anymore. She told me that's why she had to turn on her own kind. She gave up everything just to stop what they started here, and drive the invading gems off of Earth.
So, she saved the world, that's
good.
And then I found out that the gems are alien rebels, and that there are other gems out in space that want us dead because they think we're traitors. And they tried to take me hostage because they think I'm my mom.
This is a human! He isn't like us! He's fragile and soft!
Hey, it's not like a six-pack is gonna save you from that height.
What do you know? You've never even met him!
Well, what about me, huh? I was someone who was always there for me until she started hanging out with you!
Stay for her.
I get it. It's hard to deal with stuff from the past. You want to put it off because there's tons of it, and it's really heavy, and it means a lot to you. So it's hard to let anything go. But you gotta.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. This is your co-host, Matthew, here with the other nigga, Orlando.
What it do?
That is so pathetic.
I know, right?
Yeah, well. Continuing the talk series. Might as well call this the fucking talk series. We did the Pokemon one. Now we're doing the Steven Universe one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. But anyway, continue.
What was that?
I have no idea.
Oh. Ice Maker?
Nah, Ice Maker would have been louder. Oh well. Continuing on the Steven Universe talk series, today we will be talking about the characters and our feelings towards themselves. Basically what these characters are. Orlando has a newfound infatuation with Garnet. And should we start there, or where should we start? Should we start there?
Absolutely, we can start with Garnet.
Okay, well, let's get to the black character Garnet.
Well, okay. I think after the first episode I saw, there was an episode that came on where Garnet explained to Steven how she was two gems,
mm-hmm.
and how they became
the one. Answer.
Yeah, it became the answer. So it was the red. It was three red ones and
the rubies.
The ruby, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And protecting the sapphire.
Yeah, protecting the sapphire. He has some kind of powers. He can see in the future or something future like vision. That. And then I'm gonna skip it forward.
Pause. All right, we're back. Back to what you were saying about Garnet.
Yeah, how was three rubies and one sapphire, et cetera, et cetera. They go to the two of them die.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just one left. And they start to have their little lesbian moment, fall in love.
Why the hell you gotta say it's a lesbian?
I don't know. To me, it's like lesbian.
Okay, well, it was an accidental fusion at one point, and then...
Yeah, then it was forced. They was actually, the people that was after him were like scared or shocked.
Disgusted that that two gems of two different kinds fused.
Yeah. So
basically you're into racial stuff. Yeah. Hello, Virginia again.
and then Garnet was formed. And boy, let me tell you. Not only the accent is sexy, but oh my gosh, the hair. Personality is great. Oh.
You wanna speak up some?
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, voice getting a little deep here. The ass, man. The hips. The ass. It's just... Lord have mercy.
This nigga
I will love to fuse with her.
I bet you
I would love to but fuse with her.
You do realize, though, Garnet is only a... How do I say? A projection of Ruby and Sapphire's love, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if you fuse with that, you ain't gonna be Garnet.
I know.
Okay, just
I know.
Just make sure you understand this shit. This is supposed to be a character analysis, man. You coming over here talking about a wet dream.
Shit. All right, let's move on to Pearl.
Mm.
Pearl is like the aunt that thinks she knows everything, that tries to... She's so annoying. She's
a bitch.
Oh, my God. The episode where she, Greg, and Rose... were dancing with each other.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk.
We need to talk and all of this. Yeah, Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl was in the back just viewing it. And Pearl just had all this negative comments she had to say.
Oh, please. Before that earlier in that episode, she walked into that thing while they was doing a music video. Talked to Rose saying, hey, maybe we should form Rainbow Quartz. Rose thinking, okay, cool. It'll be good for the video. Nah, Rose knew, Pearl knew what she was doing.
Right.
You're just a phase. You know that, right?
Like, right. That's bitch. So disrespectful. Poor Greg felt all bad and whatnot, but couldn't stop him. Rose and Greg were still in love with each other,
mm-hmm.
which was cool.
Which hurt Amethyst. Not hurt Amethyst. Pearl. Well, actually kind of did hurt Amethyst, but hurt Pearl's feelings all the way.
Because she had a huge crush on her.
Oh, yeah. She did anything she wanted to for Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it meant killing herself over and over again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's a psychopath when it comes to Rose.
Oh, she's one of those.
Yeah.
Because
In the episode where Pearl was training Connie, the little black girl that Steven hangs out with.
Oh, I didn't see that episode yet.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
This episode, she was training Connie how to...
fight?
Or? Yeah, use a sword, be a swordsman. And basically what she was telling her to do is like, your life means nothing. You're just here to protect Steven. Just like, my life means nothing. I'm here to protect Rose.
Ah, right on time.
Can we talk for a moment?
Sure. What's up? We have important training to do, Connie.
Yes, ma'am.
She's been making great strides, Steven. She's going to be an asset to you.
Wow, Garnet. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Garnet, master of comedy.
Yo, Steven. Why are you standing there all sad like that?
Well, Connie is taking sword fighting lessons from Pearl, but I think it's getting a little too serious. She wants Connie to do all this dangerous stuff for me.
That makes sense.
What do you mean?
Back during the war, Pearl took pride in risking her destruction for her mother. She put rose quartz over everything. Over logic, over consequence, over her own life.
You okay, dude?
I have to do something! Thanks for telling me that, bye!
She has this, like, this personality, like, that whole thing that humans aren't shit below me. Like, Nappa and Raditz.
Oh.
How they feel like the humans on Earth are like.
Well, see, here's the funny thing about that, though. Pearl has that feeling, but she's probably the most human, the most humane gem of all the gems we know.
Because she's a know-it-all,
has huge pride issues. She's very conceited, very salty at times.
Very. And she, ooh, things that come out of her mouth. She don't think when she speaks. At all. Like the time where the episode where Amethyst went back, she showed Steven her hometown, where her home where she was born at.
Where she was harvested.
Harvested, yeah. Then Pearl came, went to the cave and said something. And
you're not a mistake. You're just a product of the mistake that was, oh.
Yes. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, just
you
shut
don't think,
up.
Do you? Right.
She was pissing me off, man.
I was like, her and Amethyst relationship is,
it's like sisters type.
Yeah,
big sister and little sister.
That's almost kind of like a strength. That's like, what do you want to? Well, you call it big sister, little sister. I kind of see it as more like, hey, that's a
what, like a
adult mom and a teenage daughter.
I can see that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's come a long way from where it once was. Their relationship has come a long way. Still doesn't make it any different that, oh no, those two get in a fight over nothing. Legit.
Over nothing, right.
And it's pretty much because they're both polar opposites of each other in a way.
They are.
Pearl is all clean and distinguished and pristine. Amethyst doesn't give a fuck. She's dirty. She's loud, rough.
Oh yeah, she is. I mean, look at her room. She had a wild, whatever that thing was.
The sinker?
Yeah, man. Yeah, the Amethyst kept coming back as they like take your. Garnet kept telling her take your time to come back whole or whatever. She kept coming back within seconds in some weird form. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, shit. Come on, listen.
Well, but the Garnet did let Steven know, like, hey, Amethyst usually comes back pretty quick.
Oh, really? Like
yeah.
Said, but said it was Pearl just, does.
No, Pearl takes forever to regenerate.
Oh, okay.
Pearl takes, I think, a week, 2 weeks to regenerate.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Garnet, because she's a fusion, if Ruby and Sapphire disintegrate, then they have to regenerate themselves. So we don't know how long that takes. That might just take only a couple of minutes, too.
Then they just fuse right back together.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, Amethyst doesn't take too long to fuse. She just that one particular episode, she was taking just 10 seconds and then boom, here I am. Mm-hmm. Mainly because Amethyst is a weird one because she kind of doesn't, I wouldn't say she doesn't value herself.
She does. It's just,
she has some monsters inside of her that kind of stem from the fact that she's A, not a homeworld gem.
Yeah.
And was only is only really part of the crystal gems because of Rose and Pearl.
Well, yeah, and another thing about it, she's like too laid back, like just don't care at all. Like she don't think she's like Pearl in some way. Like she don't think before she do something.
Yeah, but her not thinking before she does something is simply because, okay, she's not thinking before she does it. Yeah. Pearl's not thinking before she does something is because she thinks what she's thinking is the best possible way.
Right.
And hates it when somebody shuts it down, especially when it's Garnet overruling anything she has to say.
Excuse me? You can't be serious.
I think you should try and tame it, Steven.
Garnet, thank you so much.
Shut down by the G Squad!
Absolutely not!
Steven can handle this.
Garnet?
Pearl?
Oh! You just got garneted!
Yeah, their relationship is kind of... It started off not very shaky. It started off horrible at the start of the series because the first fusion that we learned about was Opal. And Opal is a fusion of Pearl and Amethyst. And the reason why they couldn't get that fusion to come around as often as the other ones could, simply put, because Pearl and Amethyst can't get along.
Yeah, they're so different. They are really so different.
And it's kind of weird because, like, the Garnet's the most stable fusion. I said this in a previous episode. Garnet's the most stable fusion, but Opal is the least stable one solely because of the differences between Pearl and Amethyst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think with Amethyst's whole not wanting, not caring, not being all there. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you watch all of the Amethyst-centered episodes, they're all very emotional by the time you get towards the end. Like, they start off probably lighthearted or fun, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah. Oh shit, there's an emotional development here as to where you get a peek into Amethyst's soul.
She got some deep shit, she really do. How she feels so bad by her being not, what do you call it? Homeworld born or something?
Yeah,
like
she's not a homeworld gem.
Yeah, how she was created and all that. I believe she still holds on to that.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
There you are. Great, here comes the fun police. Garnet said you'd be here, but I didn't want to believe it. Amethyst, what were you thinking bringing Steven to a kindergarten?
I don't know, we were in the neighborhood.
Pearl? Was Amethyst really made here?
How much did you tell him?
What? You mean about the bad thing? How this bad place is where bad gems came to grow more bad gems? Is that what you're talking about?
They grew other gems here?
Amethyst, he's not ready.
Oh, but don't worry, Steven. Everything's just fine now.
Amethyst?
It all worked out. We won.
Stop.
And we shut this place down so the Earth would be safe from parasites like me.
Amethyst, that's enough.
Pearl?
Steven, I'm sorry. I never wanted you to see this horrible place.
Then why don't you just leave? Admit it. I'm just an embarrassment to you!
Amethyst! Wait!
I don't want to fight you!
I wouldn't want to fight me neither! Not!
You can't beat me!
I don't care! I'm not gonna let you stand there and remind me of everything I hate about myself! I never asked for it to be this way! I never asked to be made!
Amethyst!
Amethyst! Please, no more! I know you're upset, but I can't bear to watch you two hurt each other!
Go away. I'm bad and you shouldn't be around me.
What? That's ridiculous. Look, I don't know what any of this really means, but I...
Yeah, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be talking to me.
Pearl, get in here. You gotta help me.
But...
You have to talk to her.
Amethyst? Amethyst, I had no idea you've been upset about this.
What? You had no idea? Oh, this is like my entire existence. You want to pretend that none of this ever happened? You think I'm just a big mistake?
No, not the mistake. You're just the byproduct of a big mistake. No, that's not... I just never thought of this as you. None of this is your fault. You didn't build this place. I'm sorry, Amethyst. I hope you can forgive me. You're the one good thing that came out of this mess. I always thought you were proud of that.
Crystal gems forever!
Now let's go home so Steven can sleep in a bed.
Matter of fact, every time they go to the kindergarten, she kind of still feels a little bit like...
Oh, that's what's called kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Kindergarten, yeah. Oh,
shit. Because it's like, okay, let me see. Because Garnet, homeworld gem. Pearl was a homeworld gem. Mm-hmm. Jasper is a homeworld gem. Lapis is a homeworld gem. Peridot's a homeworld gem. Amethyst is a homeworld... Not homeworld. She's a earth gem, but she was created through means of killing off the earth, killing off parts of the earth. So it's like, in a way,
I'm so confused. So she was created killing things on the earth.
Remember, okay, I probably should have showed you that video. The kindergarten was a place where they harvested gems.
Oh yeah, okay.
And in order for the gems to be harvested, they'd take off resources and energy from the earth.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which meant that the places where the kindergarten was, like the kindergarten in Steven Universe, what does it look like? It looks pretty much like a basin to hell.
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah.
It took up all the life force from the earth right there.
Yeah.
So it's like Amethyst being part of the Crystal Gems kind of feels bad about that. On top of the fact that she's the only one left of the Crystal Gem. Yeah, she's the only one left. Two, she's underdeveloped for... being from where she was born, because Peridot said it in a later episode that she's not the right size. She's shorter than what she should be.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Well, damn.
She's much shorter than what she should be.
The strangest thing is, Amethyst, you think you have to listen to them. You are the one who should be in charge. That's your best joke yet.
No, really. Pearl is a pearl. Garnet is a fusion. I don't even know what he's supposed to be.
Hey!
You're the only crystal gem that's actually a gem.
What?
You outrank everyone on your team. They should be listening to you. You're a strong, singular, fully functional soldier. Despite the fact that you're defective.
Defective?
Well, sure. You're small.
So?
Well, you're not supposed to be. Hold on. Wait. Let me guess. This is the hole you came out of. Too small, too low. The exit marks look about 500 years newer than every other hole. This place must have been empty when you came out. No wonder you have no idea what you're supposed to look like.
Peridot, what was I supposed to look like?
Well, you're a quartz. They're huge, loyal soldiers. You should be twice your size. Broad-shouldered, intimidating, but you simply... stayed in the ground too long.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
Genetically speaking, yes. When you think about it, it's all so... funny.
Amethyst?
Hey, soldier. Maybe you can help me get this hunk of drill off. See? Look at that! You can do everything a normal quartz can do. Let's head back and shove this thing in Pearl's face.
Amethyst, are you okay? Don't worry about it.
Oh.
I was saying, even before that episode, in the episode where... I think... Did you see the episode where Lapis, Jasper, and Peridot came to Earth to take the Crystal Gems back to Homeworld? Just before the jailbreak episode. Right before.
Which one's Lapis?
Lapis is the blue one.
The one that sings?
Mm-mm. Lapis doesn't sing that much. Lapis doesn't sing.
Well, the one...
Jasper is the one... She's yellow, big hair, has kind of like a dildo on her head. That's the best way I can think of it right now.
Like a unicorn horn or whatever.
Well, not like a unicorn horn, but let me pull a picture.
A dildo? Really? Is that what you come up with?
I mean, off the top of my head, yes. Sue me for it. I don't give a fuck. Jasper. Images. Okay. Steven Universe. This one. Jasper.
Oh, the big, the She-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that forced herself to fuse with the Water Girl.
Yeah, with Lapis.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's what I mean.
I'll say she basically told, she kind of gave away in a way, I love Steven Universe for that because it gives out context clues about certain characters before we actually get to truly know who they are. Mm-hmm. Like in that episode where we finally meet who Jasper is, as she comes out to see who's like on the Earth, defending Earth, as a part of the Crystal Gems, she sits there and says, okay, Useless Pearl, an overcooked runt, which she was referring to as Amethyst, which means she knew that, hey, you're not supposed to be that size, you're shorter than what you are, and, well, yeah, you're useless. And then a war machine is what she called Garnet, because she knew she was a fusion.
Oh, wow. Garnet's tough.
Yeah, Garnet's tough, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm. Apparently, this yellow diamond is supposed to be, like, the strongest thing.
I mean, she's high up on the she's the highest of the one of the highest on the hierarchy, gem hierarchy.
So is she a homeworld?
Yeah, she's homeworld.
She's homeworld. Okay.
Matter of fact, did you see any of the newer episodes of Steven Universe?
I have not. Okay. Oh well, actually, there is one episode I did like. The mailman. He had a crush on Garnet, man.
That wasn't one of the newer episodes, but okay.
That was one of the new ones? Or
I said that wasn't one.
Oh, these are new to me. Okay. I haven't seen any of them.
Okay, so Jamie, you're talking about Jamie?
Jamie, that's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that shit, that was a good episode.
Where you had that crush on Garnet. And
yeah, Garnet's like, no. And then Connie and Steven wrote a letter.
Because they didn't want to break Jamie's heart. And then Garnet just came out there and said, go home.
Right.
You don't love me. You barely even know me.
Right. I felt like, I was like, Jamie, I feel you, man. I feel you, dog. I was in love with Garn, too. Man. Shoot.
And she told the exact same thing she told Jamie. No. Fuck off.
Right. Because she's already in love. Mm-hmm. She's already two gems.
She's her own love story. Mm-hmm.
Garnet! The most unbelievable thing has happened. You'll absolutely die of shock.
I'm busy, Steven.
But you got a letter!
Read it.
To Garnet.
When I saw you rise like an ancient sea nymph, a white hot steel pierced the deepest artery of my being. You are a cardiac surgeon and I am your transplant patient, and you stand poised over my chest, holding my still beating heart, hesitating, waiting, wondering. So I implore you to join me for dinner, or maybe lunch if you want to keep it casual, next Friday at the Crab Shack. I await your response as the camellia awaits the rise of the moon. Because, you know, it only blooms at night and stuff. Love.
Jamie.
I think Jamie is asking you out on a date.
Well, that ain't happening.
Nope.
Why not?
Garnet is already in a relationship.
Wait, really?
Well, yeah. She is a relationship.
Oh, you mean because she's a fusion.
Ruby and Sapphire are so close that they can't stand to be apart.
Oh, so I guess this date with Jamie is out of the question.
Three's a crowd.
But guys, Jamie put so much thought into this letter. It would be rude not to reply. Okay, Garnet. It might be best to play off the tone of his letter and start off with something like, Dearest Jamie. Okay, go for it, Garnet.
Start with the letter N.
Okay, what next?
The letter O.
Okay. You can just say the whole word instead of spelling it out.
Period.
So, N-O period? Oh...
I think we'll need more than that.
The end. Forever and even after that.
Yours truly, Garnet.
Hmm. At least it's honest and to the point.
But yeah, that's what. Let's see. We cover Garnet, Amethyst, Pearl. Well, we really covered Amethyst as a character. We didn't really cover Garnet or... You had your wet dream moment about Garnet, so we didn't necessarily cover her as a character.
Garnet, she's like the mother type. The mother to Steven, yeah.
Yeah, you could tell. She stays calm through a lot. And she has some funny moments, too. Like the episode you showed me where Greg had played something in his van.
And she just jumped.
She didn't like, she was like, fuck this, I'm out. She
jumped out. Jumped out the car. That's so funny. Yeah, she's, I like Garner as a character, man. Yeah, she's really good. Like, Steven does need that since his mother is supposedly be dead is what
Garnet is. She's a mysterious one. It's kind of like, you know what you get with Pearl, you know what you get with Amethyst. With Garnet, you don't really know what. You just know, okay, she's the one that's in charge. Mm-hmm. Solely because, like, she's the strongest one.
Absolutely.
And it's not even a question. Like, hell, Garnet is so far ahead of Amethyst and Pearl that at one point, Pearl tricked Garnet to fusing with her so that she could feel powerful for once. And that pissed, that literally pissed off Garnet.
Right.
Why would Pearl rebuild the hub? Maybe she's trying to study how it works?
No, I don't think that's it.
Maybe she's trying to get us more channels?
Oh, this is no good.
What's wrong?
It's Peridot. She must have fixed the communication hub again. Garnet, it's the hub again.
She's evading my future vision. No matter how many times I try, I can't see us finding Peridot. Come on, team!
I can't believe Peridot is giving us so much trouble. But it hardly matters, right, Garnet? We can disable this tower as many times as we need to, together, okay? Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I know what she's doing.
You do?
Stop! Huh?
Is something the matter, Amethyst?
You shouldn't. Pearl, we saw you.
What?
You need to tell Garnet it was you!
I don't understand.
I'm sorry. It's just so much fun being sardonyx with you.
That's why I couldn't see us finding Peridot.
Wait, let me explain!
You've been fixing the hub!
It really was Peridot! The first time?
You tricked me!
No, we just needed a reason to fuse! I just wanted to share a few more victories with you!
Those weren't victories!
Wait, Garnet! You know, we're so much weaker than you. Fusing with you is like our one chance to feel stronger!
Don't defend her! Peridot is out there somewhere and Pearl's been distracting us with nothing!
Garnet...
That's enough! Amethyst, fuse with me!
But...
Let's just get this over with.
So much so that the next episode they had Ruby and Sapphire who formed Garnet separated. They were that mad about Pearl pissing using them to become a fusion.
Oh wow!
And when you think about it, it's like, okay, their whole existence since they first fused is a fusion.
Yeah.
They take that shit very seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
Pearl was just using it as a way to feel
power.
Right.
Amethyst, what should we?
Garnet, I'm sorry.
Wait a sec.
Things weren't supposed to turn out this way.
We'll get out of here somehow.
Oh, that's not what I mean. I really wanted to catch Peridot to make up for what I did. I wanted to prove to you that everything could go back to normal.
Catching Peridot won't make things go back to normal.
This isn't about Peridot.
Hey, they're actually talking.
Now they can finally work things out.
Not if they get crushed! Please! Tell me! How can I make you forgive me?
You can't! You lied to me! You need to learn that there are consequences to your actions.
I'm sorry! I couldn't help myself!
I don't want to hear your excuses!
But it's true! No matter how hard I try to be strong like you, I'm just a pearl. I'm useless on my own. I need someone to tell me what to do. When we fuse, I can feel what it's like to be you. Confident and secure and complete. You're perfect. You're the perfect relationship. You're always together. I wanted to be a part of that.
You're wrong. I'm not as strong as you think.
I fell apart over this. Ruby and Sapphire were in turmoil over how you deceived me.
I came undone.
Whoa, that really happened?
It's not easy being in control. I have weaknesses too, but I choose not to let them consume me. I struggle to stay strong because I know the impact I have on everyone. Please understand, Pearl.
You have an impact too.
There are times when I look up to you for strength. You are your own gem. You control your destiny. Not me, not Rose, not Steven. But you must choose to be strong so we can move forward, so I can trust you again.
I understand. I can't give up anymore.
Good.
I wasn't gonna go into what Pearl is, but hey.
She's such a bitch.
A conniving little.
See, she gets annoying at times, but she means well. Sometimes when it comes to Steven, she means well. But other than that, things that come out of her mouth just annoys me dearly. Like stuff she says to Amethyst. It's just, some stuff can be so rude, like, I mean, she gotta think when she says some shit, because, of course, Amethyst's gonna get pretty upset, get mad, and they get into a whole nother argument,
but see, Pearl is on her high horse whenever she thinks she's right, so it's like, you can't tell her she's wrong.
Yeah, she's one of those, like, rich...
She's an elitist.
Does ballet when she wants to fuse. I like how Garden does like hip hop dance or whatever.
She vogues. That's voguing. She does.
That's voguing?
Yeah.
So what is. Oh, Amethyst the one does.
What? Amethyst does pretty much hip hop and rock dancing. Like she. I say, look, and here's the other thing that you might want to know. All of them have like their own little instruments. So it's like when you hear them fuse, like listen to some of their fusion music, you can hear some form of their instruments that they're associated with. So Garnet's associated with the synthesizer.
Oh, that's right.
I will fight for the place where I'm free to live together and exist as me.
Amethyst is associated with drums.
I will fight for the world I was made in. The earth is everything I've ever known.
Pearl's with...
I think hers is the violin, some type of string instrument. No, hers I think is the piano.
I will fight in the name of Rose Quartz and everything that she believed in.
It's the piano because Steven's is string instrument, the ukulele.
We are the crystal gems. We'll always save the day. And if you think we can't, we'll always find a way. That's why the people of this world believe in Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl and Steven.
Oh, good. That's another question. Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand Steven has his mother's gem, but how come, I'm not being sexist here, but when him and Connie fuse, how come...
They formed a big woman?
Yes. Why is that?
Well, okay.
I mean, I understand he does have feminine ways. He might be gay.
He's not gay.
He's not gay.
No.
Okay.
Here's,
actually, you know what, you're right. He's not gay. He's like Connie.
Yeah, he's not gay.
Yeah.
But basically how I can best explain this. The gems are genderless, but they all are kind of referred to as hers. She's.
Yeah.
Females.
Yeah.
So fusion for gems are between two genderless but female-like gems.
Oh, so that's
what two female-like properties. Steven, although he's a boy, his gem is that of a female. His powers are that of a female. So it's like you mix that up with Connie, who's already naturally female, but it's not a gem. You got that coming together, and plus their love was just that strong. If it works for Garnet, might as well work for Steven.
Kind of look good, too. Confused, yeah. Real good.
Once again, kind of like, and when they did first finally fuse and show Garnet, Amethyst, and Pearl, Garnet was extremely happy
she
and just...
Extremely. She was all for it. Just like, go have fun.
You're an experience.
Yes, it's like, wow, she is really forward.
Look, Amethyst was just sitting there kind of like in shock, but like, wow, okay, this is cool. And then Pearl was like, yeah, okay, it's cool. Now stop. Infuse.
Yeah.
Once again, that elitist attitude coming through where it's like, okay, mm-hmm. but you're not supposed to be doing this, so why don't you just stop and stop making me feel bad that you can do this and I can't.
Why is your sandal too small for your feet? Steven. Connie! I did it!
You did it?
Wait. Ugh, this... No. This is... great! Oh my gosh, look at you now! I'm a fusion. I have to show everybody. Pretty cool, right?
He fused? With his friend Connie? Pearl, look at Garnet. This is unprecedented. A gem fusing with a human being? It's impossible. Or at the very least, inappropriate.
Wow! You two look great together. How does it feel, Steven? Connie? Stevani?
It feels amazing.
Yes, well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourselves, but you two should unfuse this instant.
Wait, what? Pearl, you were so worried Steven wouldn't be able to do this. Aren't you proud of him?
Of course I am. Garnet, help me out here.
Stevani, listen to me. You are not two people, and you are not one person. You are an experience. Make sure you're a good experience. Now, go have fun!
But yeah, that's kind of like the basis for me that how I look at it is like, you have the gems who are genderless but female. For the sake of it, we all know they're genderless, but they're females, and they fuse with another females, and they become stronger females. And because Steven's a boy by gender, but his gem power is female and his gem is a female.
Yeah.
It can work with Connie.
True. I need to see. I wonder if they have the episode Rose's Power. Or how they haven't released that yet.
You can kind of tell what Rose's powers were through Steven.
What? Shield? Defensive?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? And what's all the weapons you was telling me about? All these weapons she got scattered across.
You want to open that blind and see what that rattle was?
It's probably a bug.
Okay, well, let me get my running legs ready. Probably on the outside then.
If it was Freddy, I would have been out that door.
Nigga, you'd have been in this house. I'd have been out the door. most if not all of Rose's powers are that of defensive powers. So she can form a shield through her gem. She can form a bubble shield. Doesn't mean that she can't use them for offensive purposes. I mean, you can use a shield for offensive purposes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a little fucking frisbee disc. Just throw it in and come back.
Alright, Captain America.
There you go.
But what's the weapons you was telling me about?
Oh, her weapons that she had hidden away.
Yeah. And what's all this you told me she got, like,
she has light cannons and scythes and swords. Yeah. So it's like, although her gem power can make has defense purposes, she has weapons that she can use. So it's like, in one hand she can hold a shield, in the other hand she's holding a sword.
Oh, she got some thick lips too.
Who, Rose?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Who else? Peridot was so annoying.
Peridot's fun.
I want her dead.
Hold on, you haven't seen? Have you seen that? What episodes have you seen with Peridot?
I just seen the one where the whole purpose for her was to call up the Yellow Diamond. Where she had...
Bless you!
Good God, bless you.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Where she was... the episode of Steve's... Steven locked her in the van.
Oh, yeah. Message received. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit. That shit was hilarious. He's like, there you go, child lock. She couldn't get out. I was like, oh, man.
But Paradise is a nice little story within the story. When we first met Paradise, she was just another enforcer for Yellow Diamond and the gem hierarchy.
Oh, I still want her dead.
Okay, well, watch the new episodes and you really won't.
Oh, okay.
She's another level. She's a pearl that's not as pearly as Pearl. Because she has this transition where it's like, okay, she was once a part of the homeworld. She did whatever the homeworld wanted, followed whatever the homeworld wanted, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. Then, I think after the jailbreak episode where she was stranded on Earth, she kept trying to find ways to get off Earth, opposing the Crystal Gems.
All the teleporters were destroyed, weren't they?
Right. Mm. So it was like, after that happened, okay, Crystal Gems catch her, and as they catch her, she's trying to tell them about something that's about to happen to the Earth. Steven catches it and is like, okay, well, cool. Let me go talk to her and see what she has information on.
This was it. This was my last shot. I'm gonna die here. No.
Hey, come on. Earth isn't that bad.
It doesn't matter what Earth is like. It's not going to be like anything soon.
What do you mean?
There he is.
Guys, what happened?
You're okay.
Paradox.
Why can't you just leave me alone?
Gems, move. Not this time.
Wait. You need me. I'm the only one who knows about them. What on Earth?
Ugh, sick. There's bits of her all over.
Nope. She's right here. And now she's in the temple.
So these weren't actually part of her body? Oops.
Darn it. She was trying to tell us something.
Those are just the desperate lies of a gem who's been caught. You don't need to worry about her anymore.
Come on, Steven.
So Steven releases her from her bubble. She then gets trapped in the bathroom because she runs out into the open where the crystal gems can see her and they come attacking her. Her allegiance now lies with, as of Steven floats, it lies with Steven. It doesn't necessarily lie with the crystal gems. She'll work with them, but her allegiance is more so with Steven. Because Steven
showed sympathy.
He showed sympathy, but at the same time, he also, integrated her into the ways of the Earth. So, when her first day on Earth as, the new pair, as a new, after she got reformed, she told Steven about the cluster and she yelled about the cluster saying okay, well, I'm not talking to you guys about the cluster. You guys go handle it, do whatever you want to. We only got so many days to live on this fucking earth anyway, so. So the gems go off. Steven's left in charge of watching over Paradot.
No, she didn't say that part.
No, she didn't. Oh, paraphrasing, nigga.
I was about to say.
But there's a thunderstorm happening outside. And with the sound of the lightning and thunder happening outside, she pops out of the bathroom thinking that, oh my god, the cluster is happening, it's happening. And she's scared, terrified as fuck.
Oh, is this a rainstorm?
Right, but she doesn't know that.
Oh.
Remember, she's not from Earth, so yeah. This is something new to her.
Yeah.
So Steven runs outside and kind of tells her, look, there's nothing to be afraid of, you're okay. She's petrified to go outside. Steven's like, come on outside. She steps 2 feet outside, gets wet and whatnot. And Steven's all happy and whatnot. So then they go back inside, and because of that little act of kindness, just to feed Paradox with knowledge and information, she then wants to take Steven to the kindergarten to show him what she was actually doing in the kindergarten every time she came down there before they poofed her.
They left, you know. You can come out now.
No, I like it in here.
Okay. Wow, it's really coming down.
It's happening!
What?
The cluster! Really? What else could be making that horrible? It's mounting on the earth from the inside. This is it. This is the end of the world.
Oh, that's just thunder.
What?
Yeah, everything is fine. It's just thunder. It happens when it rains. You don't know about rain?
I don't know anything without my screen.
It's okay. Here, pretend this soup is the ocean. When the sun warms it up, the water evaporates into clouds, like the steam. And when the clouds get really heavy, it rains.
So scalding liquid pours down from the sky?
No, it's just water. It can't hurt you. Here, why don't I just show you?
Woo-hoo! Steven, wait!
Come on! Look, I'm okay. It's just water. This is just something that happens on Earth. Isn't it cool? Whoa! Yeah! Yeah, you did it! What do you think? Isn't it cool?
Basically, Peridot loves information. And in order to really communicate with her, if you give her information about something, then she'll be more open to who you are or what you're actually trying to do. Oh, wow. Which actually made her, in a way, become part of the Crystal Gems instead of being a part of the gem hierarchy. Because when she caught up, that episode where she caught up Yellow Diamond, yes. Yellow Diamond didn't give a damn about what it was she did. She didn't give a damn about anything. She was like, no, you make sure everything is going around on that planet so it can die. I don't care. You die, cool. We can poof you back. We got many other paradoxes around here, so it don't matter.
Right, that's another thing. Why does Yellow Diamond hate Earth so much?
Because she wants that planet eradicated from this. I don't know. It was a goal a long time ago. They wanted to eradicate Earth, and they couldn't, so...
Oh, they could. Honestly.
Yeah, because of the rebellion. Because of Rose Quartz and the Crystal Gems.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But yeah, so it's like Peridot now... She's, like I said, she's aligned with Steven. She's considered a crystal gem, but she's more aligned with Steven than she is the other gems. Awesome. She has respect. She plays around with Amethyst because they had that little falling out moment too, where Peridot was joking around and kind of like making fun of everybody else around or on that she knew, and then she got to Amethyst and started talking about how Amethyst was an overcooked run, how she wasn't as tall as she was supposed to be, and that's where it kind of started like, okay, ooh. Amethyst got pissed at that and was like, fuck you, okay, cool, bye.
Yeah.
And then her thing with Rose that made her appreciate Rose, not Rose, Pearl, that made her appreciate Pearl was the fact that she saw Pearl as nothing more than a slave. Which, in a way, was kind of something I kind of liked seeing. It was like, finally, somebody's looking down on Pearl the way she looks down on everybody else.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So then Pearl had to look at her and say, like, look, I'm not who you think I am. I'm somebody different. I may be a Pearl, but I'm not this kind of Pearl that you're used to knowing. Never mind the fact that Peridot still kind of beat her, but still. It was like, in the end, once Peridot beat her, she's like, yeah, so now you follow my instructions. Everybody wants to pick up and help out Pearl, and she's looking around like, what are you doing? I prove that I'm better than her. And then Steven kind of had to tell, like, yeah, but if what you said about Pearls are true, then that makes this Pearl in particular... something special, because she's not like that. She's tough. She goes into fights. She knows things about the Earth, and then kind of made her grow respect for that.
Victory is mine! Now I'm the one in charge. Praise me! Praise me!
Pearl, are you okay?
I'm all right.
Yeah, P! Oh, that was awesome! You were hardcore!
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Why aren't you listening to me? I won! I'm the natural leader here. She's just a common Pearl!
You're wrong. If Pearls are really like you say they are, then Pearl isn't common at all. She trained herself to fight. She learned how to build things. And she works hard every day to be greater than she already is. That's not common. That's amazing.
Come on, let's clean up this mess.
Pearl, you should come wrestling with me.
I don't know.
But I won! What about the rules?
Welcome to Earth.
Garnet was... that was the refrigerator. That sound I know.
Alright. Oh, that's one thing. That's a lot of information, so... I have to watch the episode.
I'll give you the specific episode right. Where this happens, too.
Pearl's fighting style is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. She takes it very... What's the best way to put it?
Seriously?
What?
Professionally?
Yeah. Yeah, like, she's all... She knows what to do and all that. Whereas Amethyst is a little bit reckless, a little bit. She's a little reckless. Garnet, she knows exactly what to do, how to handle the situation. I like the little boxing gloves she puts on.
She doesn't. Garnet doesn't necessarily know how to handle the situation. She can be reckless at times. Very. Her and Amethyst can be Amethyst more so than Garnet. But when Garnet's reckless, oh, it's noticeable. That and she's also very rash too. And on top of that, Garnet doesn't understand weakness.
Her weakness.
She doesn't weakness in general.
Oh,
like just I say, if you watch Steven Universe, like at least a good 60 episodes of it, any episode that involves Garnet, you'll kind of realize that Garnet does not understand weakness. Like you could look, you can point out all the Crystal Gems' weakness. You can point out Steven's biggest weakness is the fact that he's still half human.
Yeah,
and also the fact that he doesn't have full control over his powers yet because they're all based off emotions.
Well, he's a kid.
True, and they're based off emotions and maternal emotions that. Him being a boy, he might have if only he had a mom to nurture those feelings. But he doesn't, so he has to kind of figure these out on his own. Pearl's biggest weakness is the fact that she's physically weak. Mm-hmm. Amethyst's biggest weakness is her emotional state.
Yeah, I agree. She's strong.
No, so she's strong, but I mean, she ain't at that strong, but she's stronger than Pearl. Yeah. Stronger than Pearl and Steven. But her biggest weakness is her emotional state, her mental state. Paradox's biggest weakness is the fact that she, if she doesn't have information, she's useless.
I don't even know what her powers is.
And that's the other thing too, because before she got poofed, before she reformed, she used to have this thing called Lemon Hands, where she could use like her fingers and whatnot as like laser guns and electrical shocks. Okay. But then after she got poofed, they threw those away, and she doesn't have those no more. So, yeah, that's the refrigerator.
You sure?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing in there?
No. Positive, it's the refrigerator.
Okay.
If I was to unplug it, you know it would be the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. We can look in there just in case.
I said go ahead and look in there if you want to.
See if there's no animal.
There ain't no animal in there.
Ain't got no body in there, dude.
I got chicken bodies. See anything?
Oh, okay.
I told you. It's probably just the ice maker. you look at Garnet and it's like, okay, well, what's Garnet's biggest weakness? Well, she, from the outset, she doesn't look like she has a weakness. In reality, her biggest weakness is the fact that she doesn't understand weakness. Because there's an episode where it's called Coach Steven, where Garnet tells Amethyst that they need a fuse together. And Pearl's trying to talk to her, saying, like, look, fuse with me instead. Now, part of this is also Pearl being selfish and wanting to be strong. But at the same time, she also knows that when Garnet and Amethyst fuse together,
yeah, that's like,
that forms the worst. That it combines the worst of the two.
It is, because, like, just crash everything. Destroy everything. It's like Amethyst takes over when they fuse.
No. You get the worst of both of them. Because remember, Garnet is rash and reckless too. Just not as much as Amethyst. You put those two together, yeah, they can. You still have some of Garnet's smarts, but that's hella reckless. And that's Ruby and Amethyst overpowering Sapphire. In basic terms. Because Ruby's reckless, Amethyst is reckless, Sapphire is not. Two against one. What you gonna do?
Yeah, two gonna win.
But, what was I saying about Garnet? Oh, how she doesn't understand weakness. Well, that's one case in point, her not understanding weakness. Another way, a big example of her not understanding weakness was when how I told you Pearl had tricked her into fusing with her a couple of times.
Yeah.
Steven and Amethyst had been on a stakeout to try to catch Paradox to kind of prove their worth so that Amethyst could prove her worth to Garnet. So the one night that they went out to try to catch Paradox, they see something moving in the light that looks like Paradox reforming this hub communication center towards homeworld. Turns out that's not Paradox who's building up this hub. That's Pearl.
Oh, I remember this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So it's like when so it's like when Amethyst and Steven tell Pearl, like, hey, you need to come clean the Garnet and tell her that it's you who's fixing the hub, not Paradise. Garnet loses her shit.
Yeah, because Pearl wants to fuse all the time.
Well, no, she just wants to be strong every now and again. And then Amethyst kind of comes to her rescue the rare time she comes to Pearl's rescue, like saying, hey, wait, oh, she just wants to feel strong. Like, we both want to feel that way when we fuse with you. And Garnet instantly snaps at her and, like, don't defend her. Like, no, we've been wasting our time here because this bitch over here has been trying to feel all high and mighty. She doesn't understand the weakness how Pearl and Amethyst feels about this because she's always fused. She always has somebody to lean on. Ruby always has Sapphire. Sapphire always have Ruby, which is the reason why the next episode they split because they didn't know how to handle that.
I need to see this. So Steven finally meet the two.
Yeah, he met them in Jailbreak. Wait, you said, did you watch Jailbreak?
I think I did. The one where he's in, like, a spaceship or something.
Yeah.
He met both of them?
He met Ruby and Sapphire, and then they fused right in front of him, and then that was that fight where Garnet's song came
on. No, I didn't see the whole thing, so okay. I probably missed part of
them. Okay, well, I'll show you that. But yeah, Garnet's biggest, it's the refrigerator, man. I'm telling you, it's the refrigerator. You want to open up the garage and see if it's out there?
Nah, man.
Okay.
Nah, man. I said Freddy. Oh, shit. I'm getting a little...
Nervous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Could the light back on? Oh, shoot.
But, yeah. It's like, her is... She just... Because she has her own relationship within herself... She doesn't necessarily understand when, like, Pearl doesn't feel some type of way about herself or why Amethyst would feel some type of way about herself. Like, in the episode where Amethyst kept reforming herself, Garnet kept like, no, you need to go you need to reform yourself to something that you can contain. Like, she was able to see the physical weaknesses of all of her reformations. Yeah. She couldn't see the mental part, which is why when Steven pointed out that, like, look, Amethyst... she can't choose what she wants to be because she doesn't like who she is. Mm-hmm. Why, when both of them look back at him, like, what are you talking about? And then Amethyst also got poofed. That's what Garnet couldn't see.
Is it weird I'm getting numb to this? Okay, you know, I wasn't feeling this at first. But I think I might be coming around. Yo, Steven! Must seem straight.
Does that new form hurt you?
No. Hey, Garnet! How'd you like to mix it up with this? Just a little salt my throat together, you know.
This form isn't sustainable, Amethyst.
But you're the one who said I needed to be stronger! Okay, if it's my monster, then I'll deal with it!
Amethyst!
Stay behind me! Amethyst!
Wanted me to be stronger. I'm doing it. I'm being what you want.
I don't want this.
Well, what do you want? Just tell me and I'll do that.
I can't tell you, Amethyst. You have to figure this out for yourself.
She can't. She doesn't want to think about herself.
What?
You're scared. I know you are.
No.
Boy, if they could hear the sound that refrigerator's making right now.
Oh, God. It sounds like something's killing an animal, man. Torturing that poor thing.
I'll say, but that's most of the crystal gems right there.
Yeah, that's all I know so far.
I'll say, have you met Greg yet?
The dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hippie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the Scooby-Doo bus. Yeah, man, he's cool. He's alright. He's laid back. He got Super Saiyan hair. As long as shit.
I did say in the previous episode that Greg is the one that probably he gets mistreated the most. He doesn't get mistreated, but he gets disrespected the most.
Oh, absolutely.
And at the same time, he also doesn't want nothing to do with like the magical parts of gem creation.
Yeah,
it just freaks him the fuck out.
It does. He tried to stay human dad to
Steven.
Pretty much, which is all he can do for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, that time where Pearl's building a spaceship to go to the homeworld, she's going to take Steven, and he told Steven no. Because he knew the outcome, what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He knew.
Because, look, every time Pearl tested something, what happens? It
blows up. Yeah.
Exploded.
That's exactly what it did, too.
Oh, this kid's killing
they
me.
They didn't even make it to the ozone layer.
Nah, they made it into the atmosphere.
Oh, they made it, oh, really?
Yeah. And then they ejected right before it exploded. Like, Pearl probably could survive that. Steven could.
She probably could survive. Yeah.
But yeah, Pearl absolutely does not love. She disrespects. She doesn't value. There is nothing about Greg that Pearl likes at all.
I think she's still bitter.
She is.
The fact that him and Rose were in love with each other.
And I gotta stop myself from saying this over and over again. But she's so bitter at Greg that it bleeds over sometimes to Steven. Because there's an episode where her and Steven get into an argument, and Steven's telling her, like, look, I saw something that I know I saw, that he clearly saw. Pearl didn't see it, and she's like, no, you couldn't have possibly seen it because none of this happened. Like, okay, you didn't see what he saw.
Yeah.
You so gung-ho about wanting to be right that you damn near almost killed Steven in the fact that he wanted to prove that you was wrong.
Yeah. Old Pearl.
Look, the only thing that Pearl and Greg can agree on, though,
they care about Steven.
Well, that and the fact that they don't understand that cartoon that Steven watches.
What the crap? I don't know what that shit is. I don't know why he watches that. It's a cartoon within a cartoon. Everybody's crying.
The crying breakfast pals.
Yes, I don't get it. Like they all cry.
No one but Steven seems to get it.
That's all they do is cry on this show.
That's like that universe's Caillou. All they do is cry.
Mm. Boy, I remember my mom said I think he got cancer.
He probably do. All that damn bitching he do.
Oh man, he was so annoying.
Save a shoe. I think we'll save the Greg talk for
another day.
Yeah. Because right. That one can actually kind of carry up a couple of episodes.
Oh, itself. Absolutely. I could talk a lot about Greg, so what I've seen so far.
But then there's characters on there that you probably either have seen but don't know much about.
I know something about the water girl. She was
cool. Lapis?
Yeah.
She right now is the most unknown character. Well, not really. Onion's the most unknown character, but
what's on Onion?
Onion, how do I explain Onion?
Have I seen her yet or no?
You probably haven't seen him yet.
Oh, him?
Yes. It's a boy.
But I thought Jim's going to be...
No, he's not a Jim. And in a way, I don't even know if he's a human. Onion is something completely...
Okay.
It's Onion.
I'm going to have to see this episode then.
Yeah. It's Onion's weird. But yeah, the character names in there. There's Onion and then his older brother is Sour Cream.
He stinks. They both stink?
No.
Oh.
That's just their names, Sour Cream and Onion.
Oh wow.
Play on words there.
So they're aliens?
Or no, these are humans. I'm talking about the humans now. I didn't talk about the gems. Aside from Lapis and Jasper, I've talked about all the gems. I'm just letting you know some of the other characters in there that you probably will either like or don't like. The one character I will say I hate more than Pearl is Ronaldo. And he's
annoying. Annoying.
Let me put it like this. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
But I'm not that damn annoying about my conspiracy theories.
Oh, he is.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Keep Beach City Weird. He thinks everything happens to him.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yes. Like, oh, it must be coming because I am here. They're trying to reach me. Like, no, nigga, shut up.
What, is he black?
No.
Oh.
His dad runs the fry shop. His little brother has more respect with his dad and the entire Beach City than he does. Because he cares so much about keeping Beach City weird that he's weird like that. Then there's Sadie and Lars. They're at the donut shop. You know them?
No.
You haven't seen?
I know the piece of people. The black people. The on the piece of shop.
Oh, yeah, them.
The Africans, where they are. Yeah, I know them.
Yeah. The grandma's funny.
She's hilarious. I love the grandma.
That little exchange her and Garnet had, like, yeah. Oh, I'm much older than you. No, you are not.
I am 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Like, okay, then.
Oh, man.
But Lars might be a character that you might not like. Matter of fact, Lars, Ronaldo, Pearl, and Lapis are among probably the most hated in the Steven Universe fan base. Mm. In the same breath, Garnet, Steven, Lapis, and Pearl are among the most loved in the Steven Universe.
Okay. Wow,
sick. I'm gonna say people love Pearl saltiness because it just adds something new. It's something new to cartoons that you don't really see as often, but at the same time, that same saltiness can rub some motherfuckers the wrong way. Me personally, because I've seen that shit in action before, and damn it, fuck you, Pearl.
It's alright, man. It's
alright. I know it's alright. Shit. The nigga gay now, so it don't matter. You don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shit just got real, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, we're talking about a show that handles transsexuality, but feminism, lesbianism, interracial relationships, sex, rape, all that shit.
Lesbianism, ain't nothing
wrong. I know that. I ain't saying there ain't nothing wrong with it. I just, look, you looking at me as if shit just got real. I'm like, man, we talking about a cartoon that can make shit real out of nowhere.
Oh, man. So next time we'll talk about Greg.
We'll talk about it a little more.
Go, Greg.
Let's see. Talk about where they can go from here. It's still the refrigerator, man. It's the refrigerator.
Alright, okay.
Just calm down. Freddy ain't coming for you.
I freaking can get some, man. Where you going? Where you going?
You can sign out.
Where you going? Where you going? You said
Freddy can get some, sign out. Shit.
He ain't real. Where is he? Hey. Hey. Matt. Matt!
Nigga, sign off!
Alright, well, this is, we're gonna wrap this up, folks.
Yeah, we might want to, because you done fucking invoked the name of Freddy.
Oh, God. All that we gotta do is call Jason to come help us, man.
But then what if Jason turns his back on us and try to get us, too?
Yeah, we're gonna be like, what's up, brother? Wait, no, he's not even black.
Nigga!
He's white, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, damn. Well, let us know you, Matt.
Oh, they gonna get you first.
Oh, let's just see this claw out of nowhere come get me. Oh, man. See a machete head towards your head. Oh, God. That was a good ass fight, actually. Man, Freddy versus Jason. Yeah, that was a good fight. Jason just could not die.
Hold on. So, next Steven Universe Talk Series episode will probably come out sometime within the next couple of weeks. Sign off yourself, motherfucker.
Well, since Mr. Keenan is not here, I'm gonna
sign off yourself, motherfucker. They know Keenan ain't here. We're damn near 50 minutes into the fucking thing. They know Keenan ain't here because they ain't heard his fucking voice, man. Sign yourself off, motherfucker. Damn.
Jesus, you got some issues you need to let out?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, gosh. Goodbye, folks.
Why, that's stupid.
That's my thing, man. It's from Princess Diaries. Mm-hmm. Well, hello, folks. It's from Princess Diaries.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, alright, cool.
It was two of them.
I don't care.
Shit case.
I think I should, but I don't. Anyway, this is the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Like and subscribe to us on Podomatic at csyw.podomatic.com. You can also find us on iTunes and coming soon to Google Play. Woo. Yes, that's right. We have made it big, bitches.
Woo!
Download us, too. It helps us out in the rankings, too, because I kind of want to get back up there in the ranking shit again. But, yeah, that's that. Thank you for the support. Listen to more episodes like this, and we will see y'all when we see y'all again. All right? Cool. Bye.